Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to talk about fall armyworms, list a way to help out our trees, and talk about all the upcoming extension events, like the pre-plant wheat school coming August 25th. But first, for today's Did You Know? 4-H'ers are 2.3 times more likely to be physically active and are nearly 2 times more likely to plan to go to college or technical school, and are 3.4 times more likely to contribute to their communities when compared with youth who do not participate in 4-H. With that, 4-H isn't just for farm kids. It reaches across communities, rural and city, and teaches youth the value of learning by doing and serving the community and world. With our 4-H fair completed for the year and the state fair coming up next month, 4-H'ers will soon be enrolling and signing up for next year's 4-H projects. Come join in the fun of 4-H. In my garden news, fall armyworms are usually found more in corn, sorghum, and other summer agricultural crops. However, lawns, especially tall fescue and Bermuda grass lawns, are another common food source for these caterpillars. Now is an ideal time to scout for and control the fall armyworm's larvae before caterpillars get larger and do even greater damage. To find the caterpillars themselves, check your lawn around dusk or dawn, as the larvae tend to be most active in the early morning and evening hours. Fall armyworm populations have the potential to grow in numbers each month through September, and it will be a good idea to scout your lawns regularly. For more information on fall armyworms and their identification, call or stop by our extension office for a fact sheet on fall armyworms. And in my tree news, we all know that McPherson is a tree city. Homeowners who are looking for ways to promote healthy, growing trees in their yard should remember, a ring is a tree's best friend. A mulch ring is a circular border surrounding the base of a tree. When planting a new tree, K-State Extension recommends including a mulch ring that covers the soil beneath the tree's canopy. One benefit of using the mulch ring around trees in a lawn area is to prevent maintenance equipment from coming too close and damaging the trunk. Also, plants grown directly beneath the tree canopy compete for water and nutrients, so the mulch ring keeps the soil covered without creating competition for the tree. K-State suggests using organic mulch for the same reasons it's selected in our planter beds. And these reasons include conserving and extending available water, protecting from soil erosion, and reducing competition by suppressing weeds. Remember, the mulch ring around the trees in a lawn should be at least 3 to 6 feet in diameter, depending on the overall size of the tree. In addition, the mulch ring should include 4 to 6 inch diameter circle of bare soil at the center so the mulch does not ride up next to the trunk to prevent rotting. The mulch should be 2 to 4 inches deep and reapplied annually. In our extension calendar, for our wheat farmers, make plans for our upcoming pre-plant wheat school, which will be Monday, August 25th, with a meal starting at 6:30 and the program to follow. This year, we will again be having the ladies program starting at 7 p.m. This educational pre-plant school will be held at the First United Methodist Church, 1200 East Kansas, here in McPherson. Call the office to RSVP. And also on our extension calendar, our next Teach and Taste is set for Wednesday, August 13th, starting at 6:30 p.m. right here at the McPherson County Extension Office at 600 West Woodside here in McPherson. Come learn a new recipe where you get to make the recipe right along our extension specialists. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.